Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody enjoyed it. Maybe we'll take a poll and see what you guys liked the best, this music or our previous music. Anyway, really excited about today's show. We, as you know, on Coral on this radio, we really like to feature local organizations, local businesses who we partner with often. And today we have the executive director with Girls on the Run of Northern Virginia. Core Wellness has done quite a bit of work with Girls on the Run. They are a great local nonprofit supporting young girls, and we'll talk about why that is and the age range in a little bit. But they do a lot of work supporting the fitness goals of young girls, learning new life skills, really helping girls of this age learn their potential. And so we really want to welcome Katie Comerford. She is the executive director of Girls on the Run of Northern Virginia. Katie, are you there?
I am. Hi, Erin.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you liked our new music. That's our new opening.
Yeah, I did like it.
Yeah, just kind of get it going, really liven it up. So thank you again for joining us. As I mentioned, we've done some work with Girls on the Run of Northern Virginia.
Yep.
Dr. Polis is a huge fan of the things that you guys are doing over there. So I thought maybe we could just kind of start by introducing our listeners to Girls on the Run. Tell us about the organization, just so everybody who maybe isn't familiar can get a little bit of flavor for who you guys are.
Sure, I absolutely will. But I do want to start by saying that we have just been so pleased with the partnership that we have with Core Wellness. So it is a mutual fandom, I must say. So it's
great.
Been really great.
We feel the same.
To have Core Wellness as sort of part of the family. So and thank you so much for having us on. So we're really excited
absolutely.
To keep talking to the entire Core Wellness community. And, you know, hopefully a lot of people know a lot of this information. So a lot of times people say, oh, yeah, I do know about Girls on the Run, but what do you guys do exactly? So
mm-hmm.
I get that a lot.
Right.
But I have to say that, you know, to know us is really to love us. So a lot of folks think that we are a running organization, and we do run, and our girls do a fair bit of running. But at our core, we are a youth development organization, specifically for girls third through eighth grade who are sort of starting to, as we like to say, navigate the choppy waters of adolescence.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, there's a lot that goes on in a young person's life, and girls in particular, that are really hard to figure out. And we truly believe that when girls start to tap into their own potential and start to really understand their own inner strength, when they start to be able to depend on other young women and other people around them who can support them, and they also start to see some supportive adults as mentors and coaches, that they really will have the tools they need as they start to be faced with some of the harder decisions that they're going to be confronted with in adolescence and into adulthood, frankly. We know
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of life lessons that we learned early on in our lives that kind of, for better or for worse, stick with us, you know?
Absolutely.
And so that's why we do what we do. Our mission, as part of Girls on the Run International, is to inspire girls to be joyful and healthy and confident using a fun and experience-based curriculum, which creatively integrates running. So our vision here in Northern Virginia is a world where each girl knows that she has the ultimate power to be her best. And that's where the running really comes in. You know, the running for us is truly an example for them of the kind of the goals that they can reach if they really set their minds to it and if they really are able to sort of take small bites to a larger goal, then they can mm-hmm. really accomplish anything. And so that's where running
absolutely.
Comes in. It's, yeah.
Yeah, and I hate to interrupt you. I mean, that made me think about
yeah.
running in general. And running really is kind of a foundation of a lot of other areas of physical activity. So, and it
sure.
is something I remember particularly, you know, being this age and having to engage in a lot of running and not loving
mm-hmm.
it.
Sure.
In gym class and what have you. You know, if I was over the sport that I was doing or something, running was always kind of a part of that. And I think if you have a positive experience in that early on, perhaps
mm-hmm.
you might carry it through when you're older. I'm not sure. I mean, I love running now. I didn't so much
yep.
love it when I was 11. So
yep.
so
yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense to incorporate running heavily.
I think especially, Erin, when you think about being 11 years old and someone telling you that in 10 weeks you're going to run 3.1 miles, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're like, whatever.
The 1 mile four times around the track was enough for me. So, I mean,
right.
I can see how there would be some nervousness on their end.
Sure.
And
yeah.
perhaps feelings of, I don't think I can do that, as I would
mm-hmm.
have felt. And then certainly once that goal is met, what a feeling. I mean, to
oh
have
my gosh.
Been able to... To accomplish.
Absolutely.
That's a long way.
And, you know, it is a long way. It's a long way for most people. You know, like most Americans don't run 3 miles on a regular basis.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
So for our girls to sort of, you know, accomplish that regularly is really something special for them. And
mm-hmm.
the fact is that they know that they can do that at any point. And it doesn't have to be running. You know, I kind of always say that if they know that they can run that 5K, they know that they can accomplish that goal, then that means that they can apply for college. That means that they can get out of a bad situation. They know that they
mm-hmm.
can really accomplish anything that they want as long
sure.
as they put the tools around them. And that's what we do. So, you know, we don't just, you know, plop girls down on a course and say, have at it, you can do it. We actually work with them. We have a 10-week curriculum. So we have a curriculum that all of our girls go through as a team. So most of our programs are school-based, but we're also starting to pull in other community centers and things like that to start Girls on the Run teams. But they work on a team, and they meet twice a week for about an hour to an hour and a half. And in those practices, they will spend about half their time going through a lesson. And the lesson is sort of, I always say, you know, it goes through a continuum of topics, starting with love yourself, going into love your friends, and then loving your community. And so really
oh, wow.
understanding sort of their place in the world and then how they really affect the rest of the world. So
sure.
So they spend, you know, about half the time going through their curriculum. And then the other half of the time, they are doing some drills, they're doing some endurance training, they're doing some work around getting ready for the 5K, but it's usually tied into that lesson. So maybe it's about, maybe that lesson for the day is talking about bullying, or they're talking about concepts of beauty and what beauty really means. And so
mm-hmm.
we'll sort of pull that in into the drill that the girls will do later on. Maybe they are, you know, some running activities that ask them to stop and think really quick about, you know, what is beautiful. And so, you know, while it may sound something a little silly to an adult, yeah. And the girls are working with it. Those are the concepts that they take with them the next day at school and throughout the
right.
next few weeks. And it's really powerful. You know, all of our coaches are volunteers. So each one of those teams of girls works with about 3 volunteers who really work with them throughout the lesson and throughout the season. And like I said, the season's about 10 weeks, and they meet twice a week. So that's a huge commitment that we have from our coaches. So we have a lot of really dedicated people. Oh, my God, they're
Absolutely.
Amazing. They are so – they are the lifeblood of this organization, and they are so,
I was
so
going to
inspiring.
Say, I mean, you must have to have for the adults on board who are running this sort of thing, they have to be really special. I mean, to give that kind of commitment, particularly if they're volunteering, and to make those kinds of impacts, teaching these kinds of really important life skills and, you know, keeping in mind the things that the girls are going through at this age or they're going to be going through at this age, confidence issues, body image issues, like you said, you know, looking at what is beautiful, how does fitness and, you know, clothes and makeup and peers, how does all of that fit in? You must really have to have the right adults on board to be able to interact with these girls. And how do you locate these volunteers? If somebody in our listening audience is interested in getting involved and maybe they don't have a daughter or a granddaughter or a neighbor, somebody who may not, you know, be able to participate, you know, how can adults get involved in this?
It's a great question, and I have to tell you, I'm a great example. I was a coach for a short time, for one season with Girls on the Run DC, and that's sort of how I got hooked on the program.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have kids. I'm not a teacher, but I've always worked in youth development, so I've always been a true believer, I have to say. But this is a great way for me to really start connecting with, you know, young people. Again, I had been working in an office, sort of a little detached from folks, you know, for a minute. So I was like, oh, I think this would be a great way to get involved again. And I have to say, I was absolutely hooked. And, you know, the process is fairly straightforward, like any other volunteer process. You know, you give us a call. We also have a sign up online, and we will reach back out to you, and we ask you to sort of have just a good long talk with us about sort of what the expectations are and what you could expect from Girls on the Run and what kind of commitment it really takes. We do background check all of our volunteers. The safety of our girls is our number one concern. And to that end, we also make sure that at least one of our coaches is CPR certified. And if that coach can't make it that day, then practice is canceled because we don't want to take any chances.
Absolutely.
So having as many coaches as we can, you know, certified is actually, you know, a big help to us. But we do a fair bit of vetting, and to that end, you know, it's worth it, I have to say. So anybody can get involved, and, you know, if it's not coaching, because it can be, you know, practices are often right after school. So there's a lot of people who are especially working full-time jobs who have a hard time, you know, sort of cutting out of work midday. But, you know, if you have a more flexible schedule, it's a great opportunity to get involved, even for one season, to really get the power of Girls on the Run. And I have to say, you don't have to be a runner. You know, we have a lot of people say, oh, I would love to coach, but I don't think I could run that. You know what? We need cheerleaders, and we need people who are at the halfway point cheering on the girls or along the way or who are walking with the girls who are still walking. And we have a lot of coaches
who... almost as important.
Oh, my God.
It
really
is. Keep them moving. Absolutely.
That's right, because a lot of times it's just about moving, and it's really just about building some endurance and knowing that you can finish. We're not running for speed. We are not running for power. We are running to finish, and we are running to accomplish a goal. And that's what we need from our coaches. And so we have a lot of coaches who definitely understand that and will get the girls to that goal, even if they're not running themselves. So you know, they,
a larger
it's just the effort that goes behind it. Exactly. Yeah. A lot of people also believe that only women can be coaches, and that is also a myth. So we have, we don't have a lot of men who are coaches, but we do welcome men as coaches. So we definitely believe that as important as it is for girls to have strong relationships with other women, it's also really important for girls to have strong, healthy relationships with men, and to see that men are supportive, that they don't always just need to, you know, discount men as not being supportive. We have a lot of men who really feel that this is a critical program for our girls. We do require that our head coaches, every team has a head coach and assistant coaches, head coaches are required to be women so that we can always have, the girls can imagine, can have an image of women in leadership at all times. But having supportive men is really, really critical. So we've got dads and teachers and gym teachers and all kinds of people who are helping out along the way. And again, if you can't coach, there's still other opportunities to volunteer with us.
Okay. When, you know, where do these girls typically meet? I mean, do you meet at a school? Do you meet at, I mean, locally, you know, where are they meeting and how is it divided? Is it, I mean, you know, third through eighth grade, you know, there's a lot going on in that age range. Do you have it divided by age or location, you know, geography. I would imagine that these girls probably make some lasting friendships. And so how do you divvy it all up to kind of get everybody sort of what they need?
Yep. Get everybody what they need. That is a great way to put it, Erin. So, you know, as you mentioned before, I'm representing Girls on the Run of Northern Virginia, but there's Girls on the Run all throughout the country. So anyone in their community can go onto the girlsontherun.org website, pop in their zip code, and find the nearest Girls on the Run Council. And if they don't have one in their area, they can start one. they're definitely welcome to do that. But typically the teams meet in a school setting. They typically meet after school. Like I said before, there's a lot of communities that don't meet at schools. Maybe they meet at the Y or they meet at the Jewish Community Center or at a local church. But so there are definitely opportunities. It does not have to be a school. In Northern Virginia, it's primarily schools. So I work with the Girls on the Run of Northern Virginia, and we serve Loudoun, Prince William, Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria counties, and then also the cities of Falls Church, Manassas, Park, and Manassas. And I'm sure I'm forgetting someone in there. The general area. But there's also Girls on the Run of Montgomery County and Girls on the Run of D.C. So we all work really in partnership a lot to serve the girls of the greater region. But we typically, like I said, they meet after school in school settings. The teams are about 15 to 20 girls. They can be as small as 8 girls. And if they get more than 20, we actually encourage people to expand to have a couple of teams at their school. And a lot of schools love the program so much that they are more than willing to do that. And like I said, they meet typically after school. Now, when you said, you know, how are people getting what they need, we do have two sort of tiers of programming. We have our elementary school program, which is Girls on the Run, but we also have a middle school program called Heart and Soul. Mm-hmm. And Heart and Soul is sort of the sort of a little bit older version of Girls on the Run. So, and it's for middle school, and depending on your school district, middle school takes on a different definition, basically, on whether or not it's going to include sixth grade. So, you know, this is the program that is for girls who are a little bit older, who want something a little bit more mature, and are ready to take on a little bit more leadership in the program itself. And so that's what it looks like. There's a little more journal writing. It's a little more introspective. And it's been really powerful for a lot of the girls that have participated. I have to say, it's been a really neat program to see sort of take hold in this area. We've had a lot of fun with it. And a lot of our families are saying, like, oh, Girls on the Run's been so great, and now she's going to middle school, I'm so sad it's over. Like, oh, well, it doesn't have to be over.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of girls, exactly, and a lot of girls will say, like, oh, well, I did that when I was in fourth grade. I don't want to do it in middle school. So, you know, this is for something, for them to sort of acknowledge the fact that they are getting older, they are maturing, and they have, you know, different needs, like you said. We are trying to meet those needs, absolutely.
So that is fabulous. And, yeah, because I, you know, that just there's just so much that you go through in those various ages and the way that you change and grow and your mind changes and grows and, you know, what you thought was cool perhaps at 9, maybe when you're 11, it's so cool. And so to have the program evolve as the girls age, that's fantastic. And I know that you mentioned journal writing. Talk a little bit about that. So the girls go, you said over 10 weeks, they go twice a week, and there are these certainly life lessons and some physical challenges and some journal writing. How does that play into the time that the girls spend with their coaches and with each other? You know, what can a girl expect when she goes to you know, to one of her weekly lessons?
Yep, sure. So, you know, the journal writing is really more pronounced in Heart and Soul. So that's sort of the, and that's really to sort of meet some of the developmental needs of girls in that age group, so that they can spend a little bit more time thinking through their responses to some of the prompts that we may present them with. Or some of the sort of warm-up questions that they have. But, you know, that's sort of what they can expect when they are in Heart and Soul. They'll come in, they'll have some prompts that they can sort of write about for a minute, think to themselves, sort of to think about where they are at, sort of where in their brain or their heart or physically, really what's on their mind when they come into the program for the day. And then they'll have an opportunity to share that with the broader team, and then, again, to apply that to the larger lesson of the day. At Girls on the Run, a little bit more higher energy, a little more verbal. The girls maybe ask those questions in a more direct way, or a way that really asks the girls to kind of sit down, come together, let's regroup as a team after the school day, after maybe you've had after-school snack. Let's sit down, let's really center on each other, and really spend a little bit less time being as introspective, because that's just not as necessary or as called for the girls on the younger scale.
Sure.
So, you know, but the beauty of the program, I think, is that each team is so individualized, and they get to know each other so well that a coach may identify that, you know, the girls actually do need a little bit more time checking in on how they're feeling or what's been going on at the school. Maybe there has been some event going on at the school that they want to talk about, that they want to bring into Girls on the Run, and they have this community that they can actually reflect with. And that's a really, really powerful tool for them in their day to start to expect in their life. And so the coaches are really able to capitalize on that with their time so frequently.
Absolutely. And so this all leads to the culmination, which is the 5K. Now, is that, and I believe that is Core Wellness. We actually sponsored, I think, one of the mile markers, maybe mile marker two.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but it was great. But seeing the pictures was just priceless and warmed our hearts. To see these girls running with friends, with coaches and parents, and you could just see this look of joy that, you know, crossing the finish line, hugging each other. It was wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about the 5K. Which, now, does that come at the end of the 10-week program?
It does. So it comes at the end. So at Girls on the Run, we have right now we have 2 5Ks every season. It's 2 5Ks in one weekend, so that they're a little bit smaller, so we can, you know, so families can spend more time with each other, not in the car, but on the course, and, you know, really have a good time there. It's very cut and dry. It's a Girls on the Run 5K. You know, it's a very special environment for the girls to know that you know, it's kind of like graduation, Erin. You know, like you don't go through high school to graduate, just, you know, to go through the graduation ceremony. But the graduation ceremony is pretty cool. So that's
yeah,
kind of
they
how
all
we
seem
think
to be
like,
having a great time.
Exactly. Like you don't go through Girls on the Run just for the event, but the event's pretty awesome. So
we're
going
to put up some pictures we added them to our newsletter, but after this, I'm going to put up some pictures on our social media so people can take a look. The pictures, the girls' faces are just, you
it's
can't
precious.
Miss it. I mean, it's just, yeah,
and they,
really.
Yeah,
really
our Flickr page is open to anybody, and I have to say, they are just, these faces are amazing. I have to say, so many parents who maybe, you know, they knew the girls were the Girls on the Run, and they thought, okay, great. I'm sure it'll be a fun time. They are astounded by how the girls have grown in that time. They had no idea the girls were going to finish. I got to tell you, we've got a lot of winded parents who crossed that finish line.
I
was going to
say, I wonder if they crossed the finish line.
Oh, yeah. They cross. They cross, I'll tell you that. But it can be hard. But the pride in the parents and the pride in the girls, you know, is so, so amazing. Like, they cross that finish line. I'll tell you what, you know, they may walk a little bit, and which is fine. We all walk a little bit through our runs, and, you know, they go at their own pace, and which is very important to us, that the girls find their right pace and really stick to it. They cross as a team when that's important. We see the girls holding hands across that finish line. I will tell you, Erin, even if they've been walking, you know, they bust it through that finish line. They are.
To
just come under that arch, and it's just so, so powerful.
And it's a moment for them.
Tears.
A moment for them.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's huge. Mm-hmm. And it's so, so special. Every girl gets a medal, and that medal, you see them, you know, we see them walking around town all weekend with the medals on, and they're just so excited that they finished and they got the medal. And we've got some fast girls. I'll tell you what. You know, we time, but we don't have winners. Does that make sense? So we don't
Absolutely.
Really there's nobody
time.
Gets first place, nobody's
right.
last place. Everybody
right.
everybody finishes,
That's
and
true.
We're just really proud of everyone for doing that. Right. We do have a timer
right.
there so that the girls can, you know, see how they did as compared to last season, so they can actually
right.
set their own goals. So that works. But we do, you know, we celebrate for sure, you know, when people cross, and we have some girls that are just blowing our minds in terms of how
right.
fit they are and how hard they're working. So we're really so proud of them every season.
Well, with the couple minutes that we have left,
sure.
you know, we just want to say that we love the organization. Dr. Polis, fitness, as you know, as a physical therapist, is incredibly important to her, and really
Absolutely.
supporting women and supporting local business, supporting the community.
Yep.
These are all, you know, passions of Dr. Polis, and she brings that into the clinic. And so, you know, to be connected to this organization is really important to her, and to bring this out to our listeners. And so for any of you out there who, whether you're local or it sounds like even if you're in another part of the country, if this is supporting, you know, young girls in their fitness goals as they mature, you know, helping them establish these important friendships and bonds with adults, check out Girls on the Run. And Katie, is there anything that you would like to leave our listeners with? We have about a minute left.
I would just like to let everybody know that they can support girls, that this is such a powerful program, and that it's not just about supporting girls, but it's about growing strong women. And I will say that every day that I'm out of the office, every day that I sort of, you know, I'm out of the community, I have an adult woman tell me that they wish there was a program like Girls on the Run when she was growing up, which is pretty amazing. And we all know. We all know why, and we all know how important that would have been. And the fact is, there is a program like Girls on the Run. It's called Girls on the Run. And they can get involved. And so everybody can support young girls and can support the growth of strong women just by getting involved in Girls on the Run. And there's so many different ways that you can get involved. Come to our website, www.gotrnova.org, and we will help you get involved with our program, and we welcome anybody. So,
well, thank you so much
for all of your time, Erin.
Absolutely. And thank you for everything you do. Thank you for coming on. For anyone who is interested, you can certainly give us a call at the clinic and talk with us more about it. They are also on social media, and you can find them on their website. Thank you so much, Katie. It was great to talk with you. To everyone out there,
thanks,
be
ma'am.
Well. Find us online at alexandriaphysicaltherapist.com. And until next time.
Bye-bye.